It is crucial to understand that, as soul originates of unlimited source, it is required to adhere to the universal law of non-interference. Basically defined, this law ensures that omniconsciousness, God, does not interfere with the free will of incarnate consciousness, humans. A drastic constraint to source, God, inherent in this law is this. Lesser consciousness is not capable of comprehending greater, more expansive consciousness simply because it exists at less inclusive vantage. It is not wired to detect it. It recognizes only that which it is like and that which is even more contained than it is. Therefore, unaware of soul's enormous potential and unlimited resourcefulness, ego has historically barely called upon or tapped into soul's infinite prowess. It has relied on itself. As we discussed earlier, as long as change was relatively slow in the evolution of human experience, and therefore as long as the creative, generative necessity for soul's contribution of unique wisdom here in Earth's realm was relatively minimal, this model fit. It was effective, and so we kept it in play. The acceleration of change is about to jump right off our historic 3D maps. There is no need for your ego to fear this. To allay any vestiges of fear, let's graphically embody your ego's conceptual understanding of this polar shift. Let's herald the emergence of ego's new commission to rule. Imagine, for the purpose of illustration, your two hands again. I recommend that you actually move your hands physically in the space in front of you as I describe this representational model of commission 2, as drawing it in the air kinesthetically will assist your ego to recognize the essential core, the benevolent relief awaiting it. Hold one hand vertically, let's say right hand for right-handed people and left hand for left-handed people, directly above your other hand, just as you did in creating your visual and kinesthetic model of commission 1. Now slowly, very slowly, so you can really notice what's happening here, rotate your hands so that your formerly dominant hand becomes your lower hand, and your formerly subservient hand is now your upper hand. In other words, your two hands have now switched places. This is a temporary stage in the polar shift. In this temporary stopover stage, your upper hand, your pilot, is now your soul. And your lower hand, your passenger, is now your ego. Imagine if this model stopped here. Ego would perceive itself to be demoted from pilot, active, to passenger, passive. This would, to ego, be akin to being redundant, justification for being fired. Unless, of course, it could appreciate this amazing and long overdue opportunity to rest and bask in the fruits of its millennia-long service. Recognizing that this temporary stopover stage is merely a step en route to something absolutely magnificent, let's continue. Hold your upper hand, your soul hand, steady as you slowly, very slowly, so you can truly take in the meaning of this, arc your lower hand up to sit parallel to your upper hand, beside it. Your ego is becoming your soul's co-pilot. Just like in an airplane or a space rocket cockpit, ego is accepting the seat beside soul. This is the new model of ego. This is commission 2. To fully understand the scope and scale of this, ponder these questions. In an airplane or a space rocket cockpit, what does the pilot do? Fly the plane. What does the co-pilot do? Fly the plane when the pilot doesn't or isn't able to fly the plane. What does the co-pilot know that the pilot knows? Everything! When push comes to shove, who is ultimately responsible and commissioned to make the most vital decisions? The pilot. When circumstances are typical, can the co-pilot do everything that the pilot is capable of? Yes. So it's only if and when there is a vital decision that requires ultimate responsibility does the pilot take command. In all other circumstances, responsibility is shared integratively by pilot and co-pilot, meaning that co-pilot knows everything that pilot knows. Contemplate this. Its implications are absolutely evolutionary. Co-pilot is trained and mentored and capable of everything that pilot is trained and mentored and capable of. Does this sound to you like the reverse of Adam's rib? Ego is being reabsorbed into its original knowledge, remembering itself as an integrated aspect of its original whole soul. This is the emergence of Ego Commission 2. This is the polar shift that is now taking place. We are standing at the threshold, the early stages of a rapidly accelerating trajectory, a shift that will beneficially alter every aspect of our experience as humans as ego takes the co-pilot seat with soul. To fully appreciate the scope of what this means for us as a species and specifically for you, imagine your ego having the continuous and unified vantage of consciousness your soul has. Imagine your ego having access to everything it needs, just as your soul has. Imagine your ego knowing everything it needs and wants to know, just as your soul knows. Imagine all the questions you've ever asked or the humanity has ever asked, receiving lucid answers. Imagine never being puzzled or confused or out of the loop again. Imagine feeling so truly a part of, belonging to, a phenomenal experience called life in a way you've only faintly tasted in your dreams. Imagine this all being real. It is. It is around the corner. We're about to turn and see it straight ahead as we move into it. The ego and the soul, with ego soon to be inaugurated as soul's blessed co-pilot.